The Word of God is light and has power to give you a supernatural transformation in life and destiny. Connect with faith for a divine turnaround as you listen to Pastor David Ochai.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We glorify your name, for you are faithful, you are awesome. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, it is written, it said, the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding. Speak to your children to us today. Speak to us, your children, today. In the name of Jesus, Maka Pakoto Sokubege de Guza, Ezepale Kute Kabaya. Lord, speak to us. Speak to us by the power of your word and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, wherever you are listening to me right now from, whether in the nations of Europe, the nations of Africa, the nations of Asia, Australia, wherever you are listening right now, the power of God will touch you. In the name of Jesus, as his word comes forth, there shall be healing, there shall be deliverances. Those who have been afflicted by the devil shall be set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak by the power of the Holy Ghost that the hand of God will locate your life and destiny. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, he said, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Any destruction in your life, anything that represents destruction in your life, anything the enemy has vowed to use to pull you down, today God is arresting them by fire. Arresting them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name. Today, the subject is understanding your sonship in God. Understanding your sonship in God. I like you to understand, or I like to say by way of introduction, that God is the God of all, but is a father to son. This is because there are some that are his sons, and there are others that are people who exist by reason of being created by God. So the first category have a relationship with him. They don't just exist because he brought them into the world. There is a relationship that was established through Jesus. Hallelujah. Understanding your sonship in God. Another thing I like you to understand is that sonship is not an emergence, but a stage that is necessitated and attained by reason of spiritual growth. You don't just become a son of God. No, you grow to become a son of God. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, it said that as many as receiving to them, he gave power to become the sons of God. You will understand this from, understanding the physical perspective of sonship. You don't give birth to a son, you give birth to a child. Then the child grows from being a child to become a son. When you come to the level of son, or the level of sonship, you have come to the level of intimacy with God. When you come to the level of sonship, you have come to the level where God can really lead you in life. Are we together? So, sonship is a necessity. If you really want to grab, or if you really want to tap into God's riches for your life. The Bible said, as many as receive it, to them it gave power to become the children of God, the sons of God. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 8, the Bible says, it says, as soon as Zion travailed, it said, he brought forth her children. So you do not bring forth sons, you bring up sons. I like to take it again. You do not bring forth sons, you bring up sons. So God wants us to grow spiritually. Because the more you remain a child, the more you remain a liability to God. When you have a child, you become the sponsor. You are fully the sponsor of that child. Everything you have to do for that child, you have to, you know, bath the child. You have to wash his or her clothes. You have to even feed the child, depending on the level of the child, the level of the age of the child. But when that child moves to sonship, there are certain liabilities that the child takes responsibilities for. That is how it is in the kingdom of God. The more you remain a child, the more you remain a liability to God. There are so many believers that God cannot use because they have not gone to the realm of sonship. They are still at the babyhood of their Christianity. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, it says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you want to move to the realm of sonship from being a baby, a spiritual babe, then you need to move by reason of spiritual growth. And we're going to be looking at how you can make that progress. But I'd like you to understand that God desires us, God's desire for us is to be sons and not babes. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, as newborn babes, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. So one of the instruments for our spiritual growth is the word of God. The word of God is powerful. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. He said, piercing to the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, and is a discerner of the intents of the heart. So the word of God brings us to the place of maturity. It doesn't matter how you pray as a Christian. It doesn't matter how you fast as a Christian. When you are not worded, you are not loaded. When you are not worded, you are not standard. When you are not worded, your root is shaky. Growth from being a child to the realm of being a son. God's plan for us is to grow so that he will bring us into his leadership. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. The Bible says, as many as receiving to them, he gave. Romans chapter 8 verse 14, the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the proof of sonship is ability to be led by the Spirit of God. If God cannot lead you, it means you have not attained the level of sonship. He wants us to be led by him so that we can come to the point where we will submit our lives to his government and we'll move into his plans for us when we apply his principles and practices. God has a government. According to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7, the Bible said, of the increase of his government there shall be no end. So God has a government, but a man that a Christian that is still a babe cannot operate in that government because he is too carnal to understand the things of the spirit. When you remain a spiritual babe, you are a liability to God. And being a spiritual babe is not about when did I give my life to Christ, when did I surrender my life to Christ, when I started going to church. No, you may have surrendered your life to Jesus 50 years ago, 20 years ago, and you can still be a babe if your spiritual growth is not authenticated. Am I talking to somebody? It is time to move. It is time to grow. It is time to move into the plans and the purpose of God for our lives. It is time to come to the realm where God can depend on us. It is time to move into that realm where we want God to establish others through our ministry. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6, Moses said something. He said, God spoke to him and told him, he said, ye have dwelt on this mountain for long. He said, change position. Change position. Move from that reign of babyhood to sonship. Come to a point where God can, he can relate with you. You don't fellowship with a child. You don't fellowship with the babe. Why? He doesn't understand the things that you will communicate. And when the babe is even communicating, he cannot talk in your realm. The reason why God created Adam was for fellowship. He created Adam for fellowship. Do you realize that God did not create Adam as a babe to begin to grow up? He brought him into that realm of sonship so that he will be able to relate with him. Intimacy is based on sonship. Until you move to the realm of sonship, you cannot have intimacy with God. And we're talking about intimacy, we're talking about closeness, connection, deep connection with God. A realm where you understand God and he is into you. You are into him. Today, somebody will move to that realm in the name of Jesus. So your sonship is authenticated by what? Your spiritual growth. And one of the ways you grow spiritually is what? The word of God. You grow by the word. You grow by the word. Many believers, they don't have schedule for their prayer, for the study of the word. No schedule. No time to engage in God's word. God's word is God himself. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He said the same was in the beginning with God, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. And he said the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So the word of God, you know, Jesus said something in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. He said what? Say, ye are the light of the world. A city that is built upon a hill cannot be hidden. Until the word of God is resident in your life, that light in you as a Christian cannot manifest. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to that which is written therein, and by that thou shalt have a good success. So your succeeding in your spiritual life is based on the word of God. Your moving to the realm of sonship is based on your commitment to God's word. How committed are you to God's word? Because it is the word of God that brings you, he brings you into that realm of intimacy with God. Another thing is a life of prayer. A life of prayer. If you want to go far with God, prayer is not a negotiation. As a matter of fact, prayer is a major instrument of intimacy with God. When you live in a house with somebody and you don't talk with the person, there's no closeness. There is no closeness. There is association but no connection. There is a sense of being together, but there is no unity. Intimacy is unity, connection. Prayer is not an option. If you want to move to the realm of sonship, prayer is not a negotiation. It is a must do. Am I talking to somebody? Number three, if you want to move to the realm of sonship, is obedience to God. Obedience to God. Romans 8:14, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In the book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27, the Bible said that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He said what? Searching the inward parts of the belly. It is by your spirit that God leads you. It's not being led that is the issue now. But when he leads you, do you obey? See, you kill the leadings of God in your life anytime he tells you to do something and you refuse to do it. Once, second time, he tells you. Third time, he tells you. A time will come, you will not even hear God again. Because he said, my spirit will no longer strive with man. God will not struggle with a man who is refusing to do his will. Because God is no respecter of man, but he's a respecter of the will of man. God will never force a man to do what he doesn't want. His spirit will never strive with man. When you are striving with God, you're on your own. He will not strive with you. Hallelujah. So you need a life of obedience. Total obedience. Total obedience. An obedience that is not total is not an obedience. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at dimensions of sonship. Number one, dimension of sonship is the only begotten son, that is Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible said that the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten son of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus is the only begotten son of God. He is the only begotten son and the firstborn of all creation. Number two, we have adopted sons. Romans chapter 8 verse 15. The Bible said we have not received the spirit of bondage, but we have received the spirit of life by which we can cry, Abba, Father. That is the Holy Spirit. Every born again child of God is a potential son of God. Every born again child of God is a potential son of God, depending on how the person grows. And remember, Your sonship is, your manifestation in this world is dependent on your sonship. Romans chapter 8 verse 19, the Bible says that the expectation of the whole creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. So your manifestation is tied to your sonship in Christ, in God. Hallelujah. In the book of, number three dimension of sonship are angels. I know some people will be surprised that are angels really sons of God? That's true. And we're going to look at that shortly. In the book of Job chapter 2 verse 1, he said, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before God, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Do you see that? Who are the sons of God that the Bible was talking about there? It's talking about angels. But you see, angels are not begotten sons. They are sons by reason of creation. God created them, but God did not create us. He made us. There's a difference between creating and making. You create from nothing, but you make from something. You know, there's a word called shoemaking. Shoemaking is when, if you are making a shoe, it means you are going to get the part, you get skin and whatever they sew and whatever you are going to use to build that shoe. But if you want to make a shoe, it means you want to create a shoe, it means the shoe will just come from nowhere and appear. That's creation. So angels were created, but we were made by God. The Bible said that God formed the dust of the earth and breathed into man. Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 7. And man became a living soul. So angels are also sons, but they are sons that are below our class. They are ministering spirit for us. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. He's talking about angels. He said, are there no ministering spirit who are sent to minister unto those who are heirs of salvation? Are we together? Now, if you look at the same scripture of Job chapter 2, verse 1, he said, on another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself. Verse 1 says that the sons of God, King James says the sons of God, but NIV says one day the angels came. So you can see that angel, sons, are we together? I mean, somebody may say, but I thought angels are servants. Yes, we too, we are also servants. Romans chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. You see that? Paul is also a son of God. He's also a servant of God. He's also a servant of God. He is a servant because he has a ministry. Every Christian has a ministry. So we are sons and we are also servants. Are we together? Now, you also look at the scripture in the book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 10, where John saw a vision. He said, and I fell at his feet to worship him. That's Revelation chapter 19 verse 10. That's John speaking. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant. Did you see that? This is an angel talking to John. And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Say, worship God, for the spirit, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So in a way, we are also brethren with angels. That's what it means. And we are also servants, but we are in a higher class than them. Just like Jesus is in a higher class of sonship than we are. Even though the Bible says we are joint heirs. Yes, we are joint heirs, because anything that belongs to Jesus belongs to us.
But the truth is, he is the only begotten son and the firstborn of all creation. We are adopted sons of God, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 15. That does not mean that whatever Jesus worked in or whatever he can operate in, we cannot operate in. No, we can operate in it. But you see, he was the seed that God used to bring us up. John chapter 12, verse 24, the Bible said, except a corn of wheat, Jesus was speaking about himself in parable, he said, except a corn of wheat falls to the ground, it abided alone. So God had to plant Jesus to reap the adopted sons. The begotten son had to be planted to reap the adopted sons. For those who are into farming, you discover that when you plant a grain or a seed of corn, what happens? It goes into the ground and it springs forth to bear bunches of corn. I decree in the name of Jesus over your life that you are moving to the realm of sonship. In the mighty name of Jesus. Before we close, are you listening to me right now? You do not have Jesus in your life. You cannot be a son of God until you have first accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Are you living in sin? Sin could be adultery, fornication. Sin could be malice. Sin could be homosexuality. Sin could be lesbianism. All manner of things. Jesus does not condemn you. He's calling on you right now to come to him. The Bible says that as many who come to me, I will no wise way cast out. Jesus was speaking in John chapter 6, verse 37. Will you surrender your life to him today? Take that decision and let him change your life for good, so that you have the life of God in you and you move to the realm of sonship. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? I want you to pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Erase my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for anyone who just made a decision for you and decree over their lives that the yoke of sin, the power of the devil be broken up their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over your life, the devil's works in your life are destroyed now by the power in the blood. Addictions are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are here, you are listening to me, I want to pray with you. You are sick in your body, place your hand on your forehead. You have a pain somewhere, place your hand there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over cancer. I take authority over glaucoma. I take authority over terminal diseases. I take authority over leukemia, blood diseases, all manner of sicknesses. In the name that is above every other name, you spirit of infirmity behind those sicknesses and diseases, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over your life right now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. You will testify. That person in debt, God is canceling your debt now. In the name of Jesus. That problem that has become an issue that is weighing you down, miracle is arising for you. You will testify. There will be a change of story. There will be a change of story. In the name of Jesus. That lady that is believing God for the man of her heart, the man of her life to settle down with, I decree in this season, your man, your suitor will locate you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus'
Mighty name. Glory to God.
For prayers and counseling, contact 0706-205-4267 or 0802-825-6480. You can also get Pastor David Ochai's books on Amazon.com for your spiritual nourishment.